This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about how to stand when the storms of life come. Just like a snowstorm comes to every house, storms come to every house. Now, certainly you can diminish the frequency of that of those storms, and the Bible tells you how to withstand those storms. Jesus told us a story in Matthew chapter 7, and he said, starting in verse 24, he said, "Whoever hears the word of God or hears these sayings of mine and does them, he's like the man who built his house on the rock, and even though the storms came, that house did not fall. But the one who hears the word and does not do what he heard, his house is like a man built on sand, and when the same storms of life come, that house will be washed away, and great will be the fall." The Bible tells us that the things that happened in the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, that are recorded for our example, both good and bad. And we have an example of a house that fell and a house that did not fall. We have the example of a man who was a doer of the word and a man who was not a doer of the word. We have in 2 Kings chapter 17 and 18, we have King Hoshea of Israel, whose house fell because he was not a doer of the word. And then we have the king of Judah, King Hezekiah, and his house stood because he was a doer of the word. It's interesting, it says he trusted in the Lord God of Israel. Now, 10 times in his story, the word trusted is found. That is more, if you look up that word trusted, and it's not always even translated trusted, up until this time it's never used 10 times in the whole Bible. But so here was a man who trusted God. Verse 6, he clove to the Lord God. He held fast to God and departed not from following him. He didn't look to the left or to the right. He departed not, but kept his commandments. So he held fast. He stuck with God. That same word five times is translated, followed hard after God. He was completely faithful to the Lord, one translation says. Another one says, he was loyal to the Lord and never turned away from him. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments. What was the result? Verse 7, the Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. What does that mean? Well, his father, Ahaz, was attacked by the king of Syria. You know, Syria and Assyria were two different nations. His father, Ahaz, had been attacked by the king of Syria and the king of Israel. And his father, instead of turning to God, turned to the king of Assyria for help. And you know, the devil never helps freely. The world never helps freely. So once he got help from the Assyrians, he then had to pay them tribute every year. So Judah was subservient to Assyria. Now, Assyria is the same bunch that overthrew Israel. So he decided to rebel, and I'm using the Bible language, against the king of Assyria. In other words, he's not going to pay them anymore. Verse 8 says, he subdued the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory from watchtower to fortified city. So Hezekiah was doing good. the nation was doing good. He was setting a great example for the people. He was a faithful doer. He clove to the Lord. He trusted God. He did that which was right until the storms of life came. It's hard to believe that when the storm of life came, he feared. He got afraid. 2 Kings 18:13 says this. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, so he had ruled for 14 years. Everything had gone good for 14 years. The king of Assyria came up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. Now the storm came, a big storm, the same storm that had swept away Israel, which was much bigger than Judah. So what did this man who for 14 years as king, and probably before that, because he didn't just, I'm sure, begin following God when he became king at 25. If he'd have been an evil man at 24, he'd have been an evil man at 25, most likely. So here's a man who had followed hard after God. He had held to him. He had done that which was right in his sight. He did everything that he should do. And the Lord blessed him. But now this great storm came, and he stopped doing what he had done. See, when the storms of life come, it's not what you did do that'll help you. It's what you do do. It's like faith does not come by having heard. Victory does not come from having done. Victory comes from doing. And so does defeat. So he turned from what he knew. Hard to believe, isn't it? A man like that, who had done all that, but he turned from what he knew, and he turned to the arm of the flesh. You know, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man. He turned to that which seemed right to him. Right, I'm sure, to his advisors. They said, whoa, now you've done it. You have made Assyria mad. And you better back off. You better make this right, or we're in a lot of trouble. So he turned to the wisdom of the world. You know the scripture that we've been using in healing school? It says, John 8:31, then Jesus said to those Jews which believed in him, we could put Hezekiah's name in there, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He turned from what he knew. Now, you all agreed with me that no storms might come, and other storms might come. The time to decide that you need a snow shovel is before the snow. Have you ever gone to the store after a storm and there's no snow shovels? There's no sand, there's no salt. I remember the flood of 93. Anybody remember the flood of 93? I can't remember exactly if my wife, I was here working at the church about midnight, and Colette called and told me, and I went to Hy-Vee over here. There was no water on the shelves. I mean the shelves were empty. Amen? The time to buy water was not when there was none in the tap. The storms of life will come to everyone, whether you're Hoshea or Hezekiah. You can stop some storms, but some storms are going to come, and it's what you do. It's what you do that will determine whether you're a victim or a victor, whether you are more than a conqueror or whether you are conquered. I'd like to let you know once more that we're having healing school. What is healing school? Healing school is where we convince you from the Word of God that it's God's will to heal you. Once you were convinced that it was God's will to save you, you got saved. When you're convinced it's God's will to heal you, then you can get healed. sickness is not from God. Sickness is not God's will. Contrary to the cover of a Time magazine, I remember seeing it personally in the 1960s. I remember seeing a Time magazine cover, a black cover with red letters, said, God is dead. Well, God is not dead, but most churches think God is dead. I shouldn't say most, many churches act like God is dead. They say God doesn't heal anymore. Well, if God doesn't heal anymore, then God is a liar or God is dead. You say, how can you say that? Well, because the Bible said, God clearly said, I am. Not only is am present tense, God is always present tense. He said, I am the Lord your healer. He doesn't change. Everybody knows God doesn't change. So if God doesn't change, then healing hasn't changed. What has changed is the teaching of the church that has destroyed faith. You see, we have lots of churches where there's no one in those churches that are born again because they don't preach being born again. You can go to most any mainline denomination. If they are born again, they were born again in spite of the church, not because of the church, because the church preaches nonsense. They preach social programs. They don't preach the Bible. Paul told Timothy, preach the word, in season and out of season. When is that? That's at all seasons. It's not the church's job to preach social issues. It's the church's job, it's the pastor's job to preach the word of God, because the word of God is the word of God. If God expected us to preach social issues, then he would have told us. But so many churches don't preach the new birth anymore. Therefore, people aren't born again. You know, I was 27 years old before I ever heard the gospel that Jesus died for my sins. I've talked to people that have been in church their whole life, denominational churches, never even heard the term born again. Well, that same thing applies to healing. We want you to know that it's God's will to heal you so that you can be healed. Because everything that God does, he does by faith. And faith comes by hearing. Is this healing school open to everyone? Absolutely. It is open to anyone and everyone because God wants anyone and everyone healed. So please come out on Thursday nights. You don't have to have been here for the first one. The second one, every service stands on its own. We are recording these messages. Should you wish to come and you want to get the first two or something like that, that's fine. But please come. You deserve to walk in divine health. God bless you. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.